Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The second baseman, Ben Steiner. Batting third. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Johnny Lazor. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jackie Tobin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Fred Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Riba. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Riba. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The second baseman, Len Schult. Batting third. The first baseman, Babe Martin. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Moore. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Gray. Batting eighth. The catcher, Red Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Shirley. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Tex Shirley. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake strikes out. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner takes first base on ball four. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Steiner. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Steiner steals second. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tobin. The throw from Hayworth and he is out, Schult applying the tag. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson takes first base on ball four. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shirley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. One out. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 0 for 1 in the game. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Lake reaches second base with a double. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a fly ball into left field. Gutteridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lake scores. Camilli moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 1 in the game. Lazor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lazor for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riba fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tobin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Tobin for the out. One out. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters takes first base on ball 4. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0 for 1 in the game. Riba hits a fly ball into left field. Gutteridge settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake misplays the ball. That's an error on Lake. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Lake reaches second base with a double. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Steiner bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Lake moves to third. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lake scores. Two outs. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-1 in the game. Gray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Culberson. Gray reaches second base with a double. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tobin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tex Shirley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shirley is 0-for-1 in the game. Shirley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Milt Burns now playing left field. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into left field. Burns settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Culberson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gray. Culberson reaches second base with a double. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 2 in the game. Martin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Martin moves to second. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moore for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Riba is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riba is 0 for 2 in the game. Riba takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Lake bunts towards the mound. Shirley fields it and throws to first for the out. Riba moves to second. One out. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Camilli takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a fly ball into right field. Lazor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hayworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Lazor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazor is 0 for 3 in the game. Lazor hits a fly ball into center field. Gray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jackie Tobin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tobin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tobin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Martin scoops it up and throws to first, with Shirley covering, for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Culberson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Garbark now catching. Mike Krivic pinch hits for Tex Shirley. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns bunts in front of the plate. Garbark fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic moves to second. one out. Len Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 3 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ribo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Ferris now pitching. George McQuinn pinch hits for Babe Martin. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's Red Sox, 2, Browns, 2. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McQuinn moves to third. Gene Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Steiner misplays the ball. That's an error on Steiner. McQuinn scores. Stevens moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Browns. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic now playing center field. George McQuinn now playing first base. Pete Gray now playing left field. George Caster now pitching. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris hits a line drive towards third. Christman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Steiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steiner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Steiner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moore who is chasing the ball. Steiner reaches third base with a triple. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Camilli hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steiner scores. It's Red Sox, 3, Browns, 3. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Camilli moves to second. Al Hollingsworth now pitching. Tom McBride pinch hits for Johnny Lazor. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Camilli scores. Johnson moves to third. McBride moves to second. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Skeeter Newsom pinch hits for Jackie Tobin. Skeeter Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a line drive into right field. Moore picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moore. Johnson scores. McBride scores. Newsom moves to second. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Culberson takes first base on ball 4. Bob Garbark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garbark hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gray. Garbark reaches second base with a double. Newsom scores. Culberson moves to third. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Lefty West now pitching. Dave Ferris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferris is 0 for 1 in the game. Ferris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Tom McBride now playing right field. Skeeter Newsom now playing third base. Pete Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gray hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Haworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haworth is 0-for-3 in the game. Haworth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Steiner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ferris fields it and throws to first for the out. Gray moves to second. Two outs. Joe Schultz pinch hits for Lefty West. Joe Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gray scores. It's 7-4, Red Sox. Len Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-4 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 4. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.